Right now, a gallon of unleaded gas is around $2. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Jim Holperin says visitors aren't likely to stay home until prices get much steeper. He estimates between $2.50 and $3.
Now, there may be a small percentage of people who say $2 a gallon, man, I can't do it. You know, I can't get in the car and drive for 3 hours to a Wisconsin destination. But we think there will be an equal percentage, probably higher, that say, don't want to go to the Black Hills, you know, don't want to go out to New York and Washington to see the sights this summer. Gas prices too high.
State tourism officials remain optimistic despite high gas prices. That's because travel costs make up only 6% of the total cost of a trip taken by a typical tourist. But price is only one consideration. Some airlines, like United Express, have had scheduling problems. Tourism officials say that can put a crimp in convention plans. There also can be a downside to Wisconsin's winter weather. However, the popularity of indoor water parks has made state tourism less reliant on Mother Nature. In Wisconsin Dells, the Visitors Bureau Director, Romy Schneider, says they have 18 water parks, and she says they are nowhere near saturation point.
There is no question. Not only has it helped in the summer months when perhaps it's either raining or a little bit cooler, but it certainly has made us a four-season destination.
Another popular trend that Wisconsin tourism officials want to cultivate is ecotourism. Next week, the state will unveil a birding trail in northwest Wisconsin. It's one link in what eventually will be a statewide system for bird watchers. More than half the state's tourists are from Wisconsin or other Midwest states like Illinois and Minnesota. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.